Where in the Bible will I find whether there will be one or two resurrections? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. The Apostle Paul wrote to the saints at the Thessalonian church concerning their error on the resurrection of the dead, assuring them that the dead would be raised. In fact, he said the dead would be raised first. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven, he wrote, with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. Now, the advocates of the doctrine of premillennialism cite this passage as evidence in support of their theory of two literal resurrections. One, they say, for the righteous, and 1,000 years later, a resurrection of the wicked, which, of course, is certainly not what the apostle is teaching. The subject is not the order in which righteous and wicked will be raised. It is a discussion of the relationship that will obtain between the resurrection and the catching up of the saints. Paul is correcting an erroneous view in the church there that only the righteous living would be allowed to participate in the blessings and benefits of the Lord's coming, those having died before that event being of necessity left out. This was the misunderstanding Paul was correcting. He writes to show that the righteous dead will be resurrected before the righteous living are caught up in the air to meet the Lord, so that both the righteous living and the righteous dead may together be caught up to meet him when he returns. They were therefore to comfort one another with these words, being assured henceforth that their dead would not be excluded from the benefits attending the Lord's return. Inasmuch as the wicked will not be included in the catching up, they will, however, rise at the same time the righteous do. Marvel not at this, Jesus said, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. John 5:28 and 29.